says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And indeed we are surviving. This is one of the country boys, country folk here up in North Dakota. And greetings to all you country folk patriots surviving out there, even in everywhere in the American country, even if you're in Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, or Miami. It's all country America. That's what Hank Williams Jr. is singing there. He makes it plain. He's not just singing about the Thulies. I am kind of out in the Thulies. Is that still a phrase, the Thulies, to be out in the Thulies? Does that date me to the 60s, 50s? That's where we camped out as Boy Scouts, in the Thulies. Well, here, this is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. It's July 10th. Yes, July 10th, 2023. We'll be together for a mere brief, fleeting hour from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's always live. It's always wild and woolly here. You're welcome to call in if you have something pertinent and to say about Donald Trump. 512-248-8252. Did I say my name is James Kelso? And here we go. The couple things I noticed today that were interesting about Donald Trump. Oh, first of all, the executive summary. Things look good. Things look good. The attempt, the Democrat, communist, globalist effort to start World War III continues to fail in Ukraine. the Ukrainian counteroffensive is a big, fat bust, a big nothing burger. So that's great. The Russians are defending their territory, and the eastern provinces of Ukraine are not Ukrainian. They're Russian. The people are Russian. They speak Russian. They go to Russian churches. Their parents and their grandparents and their ancestors are Russian. That's what this whole thing is about, is Ukrainians in the West, the power-hungry, corrupt Ukrainians who are, is Joe Biden owned by them, or are they owned by Joe Biden? I think it's Joe Biden is owned by them. The corruption is so great. That's the deal. You know, you get into a corrupt enough deal, the person in that deal owns you. They've got the goods on you. And Field Marshal Vladimir Zelensky, he's got the goods on Joe Biden. So he can say, you know, I want another $10 billion. I want another $20 billion. That wasn't enough. I don't need small arms. I want F-16s. I want F-18s. That was his recent thing. He was investigating F-18s. demanding them, not investigating them. I want, now the latest is, I want cluster bombs. That's right. War crime cluster bombs. That's what Joe Biden, yes, ma'am. You've got your cluster bombs, as many as you want. And the idiot Biden revealed in his television appearance on the subject that the U.S. Army is out of 155 millimeter howitzer ammo. It's all been sent to Ukraine. Oh, that's a fine fix you've got us in, Creepy Joe. The U.S. Army has no ammunition. Wow, and tell everybody, make sure you tell everybody. Isn't that what the rifleman would say in a Western, or James Arness in Gunsmoke? As soon as you run out of bullets, you make sure you tell the other guy who's shooting at you, hey, I'm out of ammo. Give me a chance to reload here. I have to go back in my saddlebag and get some more ammo. So that's good. No World War III. I'm liking that. Second point of glad tidings, Donald Trump's incredible lead over all of these wannabe rhino pukes continues to grow. How can it grow? I mean, it's such a huge lead. How can it grow yet further? It does. Continues to grow. So we'll go through that. Donald Trump posted today on truthsocial.com some of those numbers, which are beautiful. Let's see, what else is going well? The European Union Globalist World Economic Forum cartel is breaking apart. The Europeans are having to face very angry publics, like the American public here, very angry public that Joe Biden's facing. Prices are soaring, food soaring, energy soaring, jobs disappearing, companies closing. Wait till we hit next winter. Fuel, heating, not there. It isn't going to be pretty. So the good news all around. Donald Trump's been on a whirlwind tour of rallies, appearances in Nevada, in Iowa. We'll have a little bit of Iowa news here in just a moment pertaining to Iowa's governor, Kim Reynolds. Kim Reynolds. We'll talk about her in just a moment. Let's go there now. Oh, here it's right on my screen, right in front of my nose, down which I must slide my nearsighted glasses. You can just use your nose as a optical device. Just slide the corrective lenses further down your nose, and the optical distance between the lens and your retina increases, and you get a better close focus. Very good. But for that, you need a big German nose, like myself. He says, Donald Trump, 8 hours ago, I love Iowa. I protected and expanded ethanol. I got $28 billion from China for our great farmers. I ended the estate death tax on farms. I made the best trade deals in history, the USMCA, US-Mexico-Canada agreement, China, and many more. I introduced the world to our farmers and kept Iowa's first in the nation status. That's first in many things, including their caucuses. I opened up the governor. Now, here's Kim Reynolds. I opened up the governor position for Kim Reynolds. And when she fell behind, I endorsed her. I did big rallies for her. And she won. Now, she wants to remain, quote, neutral, unquote. She's actually, you know, she's diddling with her, endorsing Ron DeSanctimonious, What an idiot Kim Reynolds is. There's so many of these rhinos. They never learn. And then here's the punchline, though. This is what I love about this post. The president writes, I don't invite her to events. And then he says, DeSantis down 45 points. So that's a nice one. Kim Reynolds, what a dope. Donald Trump was just in Iowa, Council Bluffs. We heard a little of it. Kim Reynolds doesn't have the common sense to endorse Donald Trump, who got her the position. Just as, what can you think of another governor who got the position because of an endorsement from Donald Trump? Can you say Ron DeSanctimonious? That's right. He was down at 5% in Texas. I forget the name of the guy. I think it was Putnam. Had it all sewed up. He was the agricultural commissioner of Florida. Very important job. He had it all sewed up for governor. Was way, way, way ahead of DeSanctimonious. DeSanctimonious went on, crawled on his knees to Mar-a-Lago, begging for an endorsement from Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't know much about DeSantis and said, what the hell, I'll give him an endorsement. And he did. And DeSantis immediately skyrocketed to the top of the polls in one day. And then skyrocketed to a win over his primary candidate. Then in the general election, he was losing again. He's a terrible campaigner. He's an idiot. He has no personality. And he's a rhino. He was losing to the Democrat. Donald Trump came in, staged several rallies on behalf, for the benefit of DeSantis, and dragged him over the finish line. He became governor. But there's no gratitude. These rhinos, they hate Donald Trump. It doesn't matter if Donald Trump did something. They don't. There's no gratitude. There's no loyalty. Kick him out. Kick him to the curb. Anyway, Kim Reynolds is one of them. All righty. Let's go to... let me open my message board here so I can see when any of you call in or if you send a message to our engineer, Julie, engineer slash producer, doing such a fine job. While we're still in Iowa, let's go to a Great Plains story, another Great Plains story that happened today. Okay, the Green New Deal. And the president's made wonderful. He really is spooled up on what's wrong with the Green New Deal. I wish I had the clip, but he ridicules the Green New Deal wonderfully in his Council Bluffs, Iowa speech. Now, Council Bluffs is, you can almost, well, you can't. Missouri's pretty wide there, but you just cross the Missouri River and you're in Omaha, Nebraska, the home of Warren Buffett, my sixth cousin. Oh, I'm not too proud of that. But Nebraska is the home turf for my people, both on my dad's and my mom's side. We're Nebraskans. And here's a Nebraska story. Okay, they had some hail in Nebraska. We just had some hail up here in North Dakota. It was pea-sized, but man, it was coming down so hard. It was shredding the plants, shredding the flowers. My boy and I had a camping tent up in the backyard, went right through the sunshade fly cover, went right through it. But in the whole yard, the street was white with pea-sized balls of hail coming down hard. It stung when he walked out to experience it. But in Nebraska, at Scott's Bluff, the hail was baseball size. And the good citizens of Scott's Bluff, probably with some huge federal subsidy, they built a solar panel wind farm. wind farm, same thing, solar panel farm. And let's go to the story here and find it. This thing had 14 more than 14,000 big panels. Covers a huge area. It was recently put up. And, you know, Greta Thunberg would be happy. You know, the girl who should be going to school across the ocean. How dare you? Well, they dared in Scott's Bluff to put up a solar panel wind farm, and then the baseball-sized hails hit it. And guess what? All 14,000 panels are garbage. They're toast. How could you not think of that? You put up glass things that face skyward in, you know, hail country. And you get hail, and it smashes all your, I don't know how many millions of dollars were just trashed, but it gets better. Because Greta Thunberg, you know, the Green New Deal, you know, you want to be environmentally friendly. You don't want to use, like, the natural gas and the oil that's right under your feet when you're in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, right under the entire upper Midwest, especially here in North Dakota. You don't want to use that. Oh, no. That will make CO2, you know, CO2, the lifeblood of plants, the most important element on Earth. For life, CO2. Without CO2, in fact, if we even get a lower concentration of CO2, we go below 200 parts per million, all plant life dies. How are we going to do? We'll be doing great then. Your beef, you're going to eat a lot of good beef when the cows have nothing to eat. We're at 400 parts per million. Go below 200 and every plant dies. There's not too much CO2 in the atmosphere. There's not enough. We're starved for CO2. That's why farmers pump CO2 into their greenhouses so they can double their crop production in the greenhouses. Those strawberries you eat in the middle of the winter, those delicious strawberries, they're grown in a greenhouse pumped with CO2 to feed the strawberries. Little secret, little farmer secret in Iowa there. So the Greta Thunberg will be happy to know that the 14,000 solar panels that have to be disposed of, oh, well, we just recycle them, right, Greta? Oh, no. Solar panels can't be recycled. Yeah, you'll read some BS story that they can be ground up into sand. No, no, no. There's all kinds of rare earth elements in there that make that very toxic sand. No, the only thing you can do with solar panels after their short life, made even shorter by hail, is you can stack them up in a landfill. And so this particular solar project in Little Scotts Bluff, I look it up, it's got to be smaller than the little town I'm in. That's going to take a landfill the size of 3,000 football fields. Good Nebraska earth can be turned into a land, 3,000 football fields of. It's just forever. Oh, that landfill is forever. Oh, let's just build more millions of solar panels. So that's what we need, solar panels, sun and wind. We need windmills. The president was mocking this in Council Bluffs beautifully, beautifully. He'll bring it back. He'll bring our natural gas back. He'll bring our coal back. He'll bring our oil back. And nuclear. Nuclear is a winner. We'll be back right after this break.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is just for Kathleen, who's calling in from Texas here. I just want to, Kathleen, come on into the show here.
Hey, James, I never miss your show. It's the only place that you can hear the latest on Trump and then also get the reality check that you just did, a great analysis of the absolutely horrendous, solar and wind. But anyway, I would like to request that for 2 minutes, 1 minute or 2 minutes for each show, that you give us an update on your progress with the keto diet. I'm absolutely mesmerized by it. I've already started, and when you said you lost 30 pounds in 30 days. Anyway, so plus you get to eat all this great stuff. And one last thing, there's a candy bar called, but the company's Alter Eco, Alter Eco, and it's all organic. And they have a candy bar called Blackout, and it's 80, you can get 85% cacao, or it's all organic, or 90%. And it's so, the candy bar itself is so keto friendly because it's mainly protein and fat. So,
Kathleen, here I go. I'll give you your 2 minutes update, all right? Thank you for asking.
Perfect.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. I appreciate it very much. And Kathleen has called me here. Folks, and you can call me too at 701-317-5317. Let me connect the dots here. Let me connect the Ukraine, our sponsor that you just heard, our excellent sponsor selling natural meats. You can find it on the front page at republicbroadcasting.org. And I'm thinking of buying. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy a chest freezer so I can freeze. I can store frozen meat, which I buy like from wild pastures. And because that's where you get the best meat, from local farmers who can ship it frozen. Arrives, it's the freshest possible meat. And if you're going to do the keto diet, which I'm doing, and I'll give you my update, Kathleen, if you're doing the keto diet, you're going to be eating meat, and you want the very best meat. So a freezer is a great idea. The update on my keto diet was 44 days ago. I weighed 207 pounds. For me, that's chubby. I was not happy. I wore a shirt when I took my kids swimming in the public pool. I wore a shirt. I don't do that now. I take that shirt off because now I weigh 175 pounds. 44 days later, I've lost 32 pounds in those 44 days, and it just keeps coming off. It's not a pound a day. It's 3/4 of a pound a day I'm losing, and I'm doing it by doing a keto diet. You can do your own research on that. What is a keto diet? Ketogenesis. I don't know what the etymology of the word keto is. I'll look it up right after the show or during a break. But so I'm eating, and I'm also doing intermittent fasting as part of my keto diet. I'm eating. Forget the carbs. Just chuck it. You don't need the carbs. You don't need all the grain products. We as primitive people in our ancestral origin, we didn't eat grains because we didn't know how to farm grains. We didn't have grains. We didn't have combines. We ate what was available, which was meat, fish, milk, things we could make with milk like cheese, and vegetables. That's all we ate. And our body is geared to that. If you take that keto diet up, you're going to lose weight like crazy. You don't need to lose 3/4 of a pound like me. You don't have to be in that much of a rush. The point is, you lose. You stick with the diet. So I'll keep people updated on that. I think I want to go down to like 165 and then maybe call it quits there and just stabilize. And how does that connect to a Patriot show about the Trump phenomenon? Well, we all need to be, even in the best of times, even when Trump was in the Oval Office, we needed to be in great health. You need your energy. It's going to be a very tough fight. You want to be strong. And now you need it even more. Now that the communists have taken over. So diet is important to all of us. Let's take a little break. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Welcome back, folks. And just spend another second. I mentioned I'd look up the word ketone. And I did during the break. And so ketone, I'll just do this kind of humorously here. Where's my article? Where'd it go? Here it goes. Ketogenesis occurs constantly in a healthy individual. So ketogenesis is going on in you right now. Don't be afraid of it. Ketogenesis in, now this is going to get funny here because I'm just going to give you a whole mishmash of words. I'm not going to pretend to know the chemistry here. Ketogenesis in healthy individuals like you is ultimately under the control of the master regulatory protein AMPK. That is acetyl-CoA carboxylase kinase, an enzyme. You already knew that, which is activated during times of metabolic stress, such as carbohydrate insufficiency. See, that's what goes on. You don't eat the carbs. That activates ketogenesis. Not that any of us understand that, but we said the words. Activation in the liver inhibits lipogenesis promotes fatty acid oxidation, switches off acetyl-CoA carboxylase, and turns on malonyl-CoA decarboxylase and consequently induces ketogenesis. Got that? And, interesting. Ethanol is a potent AMPK inhibitor. Ooh, don't drink. Ketogenesis takes place in the setting of low glucose levels in the blood. And that's, you don't eat the carbs, you don't get the glucose in your blood. All right, so let's go back to politics here. And by the way, does this pertain to Donald Trump? I love Donald Trump. I love him just the way you are, Mr. President. And one person who would really benefit, perhaps, from the keto diet is Donald John Trump. Imagine, okay, so I lost 32 pounds in the last 44 days. I'd gladly give that up if I could transfer it to Donald Trump. Imagine if he could lose 32 pounds in the next 44 days, and he can, and it's easy, and anybody can do it. You can do it. Anybody can do it. It's not hard. There's just a lot of ignorance. We have a lot of bad ideas about food splashing about in our heads. We've been imbibed since we were babies. And you just have to rethink food from the point of view of the keto scientists, like Sten Ekberg. He's the one I listen to. All right. So I just did that there for fun, the definition there. And you need to study. You need to think. You need to get a few basics down on why keto works. It does. All right. We covered Kim Reynolds, the silly girl who can't bring herself to endorse Donald Trump in the state of Iowa, which is Trump country. I mean, come on. All right, let's go over to, it's like North Dakota. Not as good as North Dakota, but it's Trump country, nevertheless. Okay, so let's go down in the posting here. North Dakota is even more Iowa than Iowa. The key is we don't have any cities. Cities are the communist disease festers in our cities. And one of the reasons North Dakota is so great, our biggest town is Fargo, which is 100,000 people. That barely qualifies as a city. The rest of the whole state is small, and that's part of the beauty of North Dakota. Come on up. Many people have come up here based on my radio recommendation, and they've all thriven. They've all done well. He puts up a post here. Who will get second place in the Republican primary? And there are 52,000 votes on this poll. And Ron DeSantis gets 35%, and someone Donald Trump likes much more than the sanctimonious, Vivek Ramaswamy, gets 65% out of those 52,000 votes. Now, that's kind of humorous. But here's a July poll, the July Iowa poll of likely Republican voters. Who would you, as an Iowan, rather see as the Republican nominee for president in 2024? Well, listen to these numbers. It just keeps getting worse and worse. What is this guy going to, what is he doing, DeSantis? Put yourself into between his ears. What is he thinking? He has painted himself into a corner, has he not? Of Iowans right now, Donald Trump, 77%. Ron DeSantis, 18%. And then here's another remarkable number. All the others put together, and that includes Mike No Balls Pence and our own governor from North Dakota, I can't believe it, Doug Burgum, the rhino governor of North Dakota, who is running for president. What a talk about sanctimonious. All those others together, Krispy Kreme Christie, Nikki Haley, a.k.a. Nimrata Randhawa. And there's a whole bunch of them. Tim Scott. Altogether, they get 5%. Trump, 77%. DeSantis, 18%. And 12 other people, a bunch of nobodies, 5%. Woo! Come on. Can you say it's over? What is this about a Republican primary presidential debate on Fox? Hey, as they say in Krispy Kreme Christie's New Jersey, forget about it. I mean, just forget about it. We don't need... And as the bandito in Treasurer of Sierra Madre says, primary debates? We don't need no stinking primary debates. I don't got to show you no stinking primary debates. Dispense with that, please. And let's get on to facing whoever the communist demon rats put in place of Joe. Vacation at Bernie's, Biden. Oh, we got to do that. He looks like Bernie in that movie. Is it Vacation at Bernie's where he's dead through the whole movie? Bernie is dead through the whole, and that's what Biden is. They just push him around. Is it Holiday at Bernie's, Vacation at Bernie's? Anyway, the, all right, let's go to another post here by the president. And, here's another thing to gladden your heart. Donald Trump attended in, I believe it was in Miami, or was it in Miami? UFCW, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, UFC, 290. And the whole place, a giant arena packed, there must have been 20,000 people in there. They're all going wild for the, it's the top event of the year, and the top competitors are in the octagon. The president is there at ringside with Dana White and with Mike Tyson and other extremely notable people. But there was somebody we didn't mention, and we only learned later that he was there with the president. And there's a picture of him that surfaced in the before the event reception. Could have been after the event. I don't know, but it was the reception. Mel Gibson. Mel Gibson was shaking Donald Trump's hand and smiling. Come on, Mel. We need you. We need you in the campaign. And there were other people like that who were talking to the president behind the scenes. So that was encouraging. Here's another. Boy, I'm wandering all over the waterfront here. And now, ladies and gentlemen, back to Ukraine. There are headlines on the Gateway Pundit, which I read constantly, and revolver.news likewise. The demon rat communists are trying to stir up World War III, trying to create a crisis. Who was it that said, was it Rahm Emanuel, who said never let a good crisis go to waste? And of course, if you don't have a crisis, create one. So World War III would be great. Democrats would love that. Well, here's one flash point. Zaporizhia, the nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia, which is controlled by the Russians. And it's staffed right now by the original Ukrainian staff, but Russian military controls the plant, and they've controlled it for the last year or more. and it's been running on a partial basis, no problems, no leaks, no nothing going on, nothing bad. The Russians tending it very carefully and very well. Here's what it's reasonable to expect from this piece of garbage Feldmarshal Volodymyr Zelensky and the other communists, corrupt cretins who control Russia or Ukraine. They keep saying something bad might happen at Zaporozhye. Oh, we think we have reason to believe something real bad is going to happen. And the Russians are going to do it. No. What the Ukrainians may well do is lob missiles into Zaporozhye or just set off charges, create a nuclear nightmare, a kind of Chernobyl. And remember, Chernobyl is in Ukraine. So they know all about nuclear reactors melting down. They already blew up the dam on the cooling water supply to Zaporozhye. They didn't knock it out. So Zaporozhye has a safe amount of water supply. And Ukrainian generals have already boasted that they were sending missiles into the dam just to test it, just to see how accurate are these American. Yeah, you're paying for them. That's right. American missiles lobbed into the dam. But now they want to lob those missiles into the Zaporozhye nuclear power plant with plausible deniability. So they wanted to false flag it. So I didn't do that. Not me, not Saint Zelensky. I wouldn't dream of doing that. I wouldn't blow up my own people's nuclear reactor, the largest in Europe, by the way. Largest in Europe. Very important reactor. I think it has like 6 reactors there or something. It's very important. So watch for it any day. You may wake up to a headline, Zaporozhye blows up. Radioactive fallout, debris, and I think the prevailing wind is probably from west to east. So if they blow it up, the prevailing wind would blow that radioactive debris where? Into the Russian provinces that the Russian army has so successfully regained. Thanks a lot, Zelensky. Thanks a lot, Joe Biden. A nuclear nightmare with radiation going for hundreds of miles Chernobyl is still unfit for human occupation or habitation. It's not safe all these many years later. So that's great. They destroyed the best dam in Ukraine, killed many, many people and destroyed incredible farmland. These people are animals. They're killers. They're killing hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians, sending in soldiers just as cannon fodder, clearing minefields with waves of people that were dragged off the street, given a couple weeks of NATO training on firearms, and then rushed into minefields, clearing them with their blown up bodies. Wow, these are sick people. There's nothing going on about the Russians are conquering Ukraine or attacking Ukraine. Do you remember the BS that you were getting from your government, our government, the communists who run it, that Vladimir Putin and the Russians wanted to first they would take over Ukraine, then they roll into Poland and they keep going, roll over Germany and France, and then they swim over to England. Come on, cut the crap. The Russians stated very clearly, we want our Russian provinces back. Crimea, Luhansk, Donetsk, Kherson, Zaporozhye. That's all. We want the Russians in Ukraine to be able to live in freedom like the Russian people themselves. Is Russia a freer country than America right now? It's worth debating. It's an open question. Does Russia have open borders? I don't think so. In Russia, is it illegal to speak? I'm sure they have more free speech in Russia than we do here. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Used to be Andy and Barney Fife. Now a tired Stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news. Truth stood for years down the drain. Trailer parks with the building cold. Cul-de-sacs on the country road. High-tech bars with bad karaoke sounds. Uncle Sam keeps your money spent. Pay your tithes, you can't pay your rent. Foreign car selling big in America town.
We're back, folks.
What
and we just have a couple minutes left, and my apologies to callers that are trying to call in. Gregory in California, Pat in Texas, my apologies. We only have a minute or so, and this is an important thought I want to launch out there. I haven't said it, really, have I said it much at all? Don't be a dope like me and waste your time looking for things on YouTube without first looking at Rumble. Rumble is great. I just looked up, we're not going to have time to hear it. I wanted to maybe look up the Trump speech in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Was it on Friday? And, you know, look it up on YouTube. You know, you find, like, you don't find it. And you don't find the unadulterated pure thing. On Rumble, page after page of uploads of the full Trump speech. And it's uninterrupted. It's not with Joe Scarborough interrupting the speech to mock Trump. It's page after page. Rumble is great. And Rumble is a competitor to YouTube. I think Google owns it. Rumble is in the billion-dollar class right now as to its value. And Donald Trump has negotiated a collaborative agreement with Rumble and truthsocial.com. We don't know the terms of that, but it looks great. They support Trump. Trump supports them. Go to Rumble first in your searches, and then just go to YouTube if you have to. And it was created, Rumble was created in 2013, very new, by someone called Chris Pavlovsky. And I'm just looking at the article on them. How big are they? I don't know that. But they are traded on the NASDAQ. Let me go here. Let me just see. Rumble, R-U-M, is their NASDAQ trading symbol. Son of a gun. R-U-M, that's a great symbol for Rumble. Class A common stock. Trading at $8.49 a share right now. Volume of trade, about 500,000 shares today. Wow. And the volume's going up, up, up. Some people have made some good money with Rumble stock. Well, we'll rumble on, and we'll rumble back into your living rooms tomorrow night, Tuesday night. So don't fail to be here tomorrow night. We'll be right here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long for now. Hold on to that feeling. Steely light.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.